Welcome to Goals Question Time, where I interview leading executives driving innovation, venturing, and strategic change.
I'm Andrew Gall, CEO of Aimovar, a global advisory firm. In part one of this session, which we led with Geert van der Vouw of Shell Ventures, we discussed the powering innovation and venturing in mobility and energy during the pandemic. In part one, I give the context to strategic innovation and venturing from the discussion. In part two, Geert outlines the long history of Shell Ventures and their current activity, and we have some selected parts of the responses to discussions that we had with the participants. We're seeing an awful lot of convergence of technologies, very new technologies, mobile devices, new materials in batteries, big data, new super materials, which are all coming together to create new opportunities, which is causing startups and corporates to really look at how they need to drive their innovation and venturing. And, you know, we really believe that we need to look at how do we bring those things together to make it a better world as we move through these changes. And in the book that I wrote 3 years ago now, Purpose to Performance, I outlined sort of the three horizons, which is a model that's been around for some time. But really, when we look at this energy transition, we're moving from big power stations burning fossil fuels through to new devices which are more energy efficient. And as we'll see, and as you know from it within the sector, now distributed energy, electric vehicles, which are mobile energy storage devices and using hopefully green energy. But we're seeing these transitions also in other industries, so be that in health with new devices and the importance of data, as we're seeing during this pandemic, data is becoming more important for protecting our citizens. We're seeing it in the areas of white collar or data areas with new devices, more connected devices, and transactions becoming more automatic. And as one of you introduced earlier, maybe doing transactions without people at service stations and providing service. And we're seeing in retail and that as well, moving from high street stores to e-com to a whole blended experience. And certainly within Aimovar, we see all of these things impacting in the mobility space as well and crossovers. So, you know, the transition from the internal combustion engine to a smart device, a connected vehicle, and these new value chains as we connect different technologies, different startups in changing how all industries and that are working. Now, with Aimovar, we've worked with a number of corporates in the oil sector, energy sector, insurance sector, automotive sector. And this is just one piece of output from some work that Samantha and I did back in Williams with a whole collaboration of different corporates back last year. And really, this is just a highlight. We're seeing energy production is changing, how you supply energy, how you connect, what's the strategy with the batteries, grid storage, and then the different interaction with customers from just selling a vehicle and a hydrocarbon to whole fleet operations, shared ownership, shared transport, public transport. And this raises all sorts of issues around asset classes, how you invest in these things and devices. And I'm sure as Geert outlines Shell and other investors, we'll see this populated by different startups and different sort of technologies. So this whole model of innovative new value chains, so we've been working with corporates and was featured in my book, really around new devices, new products, throwing lots of data, new business models, and different relationships with consumers. And for me, on this call today, we've got corporates who are there looking at how their organizations change. We've got startups and we've got people from a technology focus. And how do we bring those together to really create these new opportunities which are better for the world and better for business? And also, I think it's really important to look at this from a global perspective, because it's not just about developing in Detroit or in Oxford or in Shanghai. It's how do we bring these together on a global sort of scale? And again, we'll hear from Shell about the the global presence that they've got within their corporate venturing. The other area that I think for those looking at it from a corporate perspective is to think about when you're doing your innovation and venturing, what is the purpose? Why are you wanting to innovate? Is it in your current core business? Is it looking for new ideas? Is it looking to scale new business units? Is it to be scouting for new technologies? That's what we mean by the purpose. And then the different processes, having a corporate venture capital fund, incubating new business ideas, working with investors as partners is also sort of important. And central to this is the people. So who are the people running the venture funds, like Kurt and the team? Who are the influencers? Who are the people on your boards that you're trying to influence? And have you got people who can really deal with VCs and startups? Or have you got people who are coming with a corporate view? And then finally, the fifth P comes round to the performance measures. What's your strategy? What's the strategic measures you have for measuring your performance? What's the financial measures you want, the IRR on your fund or the cash sort of type returns? So that's the model again, which is sort of outlined in our book. And again, we'll probably hear some from Shell about how they think about these aspects. So that's the brief overview. I think the thing that we're really excited about is how do people in venture units and startups, they are seeing the new world. They're at the crow's nest at the top of these organizations, and the mothership might be running a bit astray. So these are some of the exciting areas that we're keen to explore and share knowledge and collaborations. And out of what we're doing here, we're very happy to publish podcasts, and we've got over 150 of these now. We've done some very interesting recent ones on street charging, on pivot power with shared infrastructure, NEO. So we've got some really interesting podcasts available. And also this session we're doing today, we will have a recording of this and Hertz presentation, and we'll be presenting that on our video channel. And recent ones you might be interested in relating to this is BMW and Williams talked about electric vehicles recently. Samantha and I and an academic from Henley talked about innovation superpower, the rise of China, and the scale and the speed of what they're doing in this mobility and energy space and that as well. So those resources are available for you, and this session will be going up on the video for you to share with colleagues later. The discussion part won't, only the presentation part, so you can freely discuss items later. And as I say, available in Amazon and other good bookshops is the material on that we're going to be talking about today. Without further, I'd like to hand over to Gert to give us your insights and that from your perspectives from Shell, please, Gert. Sign up for our podcasts and hear the second part when Gert outlines the long history of Shell Ventures, their current activities, and what they've been doing in response to the pandemic.